I also got a dancing video recommended, and then I got back into this shuffle dancing montages.
Why? Oh. Like
where people watch, where they do the little feet jitty dance.
Why? I like how there's a Denny's sign right behind them. That's hot.
It's cool when they do it like in groups with each other. Like, it just looks so satisfying to watch this shit. Come on.
I mean, have you heard of a band called Dayglow?
I feel like I have. All right, and let's take a break so I can get food.
What do you mean?
Dinner time.
It's only 5.
I told you. I said we're taking a break in the middle to eat.
That's not how we do episodes, Mikey.
Cool. All right.
That's not how. What are we doing? And sit it. And
bit it. I think I just. Not everything. Ooh, da, e.
And into, o. And then we're gonna do Jimmy, Jimmy, walk. Okay. What are we listening to?
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, we brought it back in like we were.
We're listening to rave music. We're going to the rave.
Which one?
The one local. The local rave.
Base Canyon.
Is that a rave location?
Mm-hmm. It's in the gorge.
Do we get to look at the summer solstice?
Why would we?
Why not? It's in the gorge. Wait, what?
What?
Base what?
Base Canyon.
Base Canyon? Is a
base? As in like base.
That's at the gorge?
Canyon.
That's at the gorge?
Mm-hmm.
And it's got raves?
Mm-hmm.
You like raves?
No.
No.
I don't like loud music.
No.
Look it up.
The gorge? The base
canyon? No, base canyon. I'll tell you like your fucking shit.
I didn't know about this. 2024. Has it happened yet this year or no?
It's coming up.
Yo, that's huge. Holy crap. I didn't notice that thing. It's like every year they have like a rave in the fucking gorge.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. This is the trailer for
it's
it.
It's like a 2-day event, I think, or 3-day event.
They have a Ferris wheel?
Yeah. It's not where it is. I don't know why they do that.
So people can get their bearings straight for like where they're at.
Yeah. Because that's not where you're going to fly into.
Wait, how do you know about it?
Why?
How do you know about this?
Because I'm a smart man.
It's a bird?
It's a plane.
Whoa.
Because the gorge is right next to the water.
Yeah, it's
right
pretty
next
big.
To the river.
Hey, it's a roadcaster. Yeah, it's pretty big. Jesus.
I don't like this type of music. I don't feel like this is music. Does it feel like music to you?
I don't like it either. Is it all this? What's this called?
I don't
again?
Know. Bass Canyon.
No. What's this type of music called?
Dubstep.
Yeah, I don't like that. Do they have any good music?
I don't know. You can look up the. If you decide not to stop using fucking YouTube.
Oh, they have a ride that drops? That's cool.
They have rides there.
I didn't know.
You also
that.
Camp there.
Oh.
You can look up the headliners.
Bass Canyon.
There. See, man, just like a base canyon.
There you go. It's right here.
Where?
Line up.
Who's playing? 1991. Don't know who those are. 100 Drums. Don't know who they are. Afterthought. Don't know who they are. He. Hey. Alien Park. Atlians. I don't know any
of these. I don't know any of these people. Yeah.
Is this Cyclops, like a Dead Crow, Deuces. D Dion Timmer.
Is this completely dubstep shit?
So, it might be. I don't know any of them.
This is awful.
I like...
I don't literally recognize
Gorillet.
Zero. Gorillet?
Gorillet?
I don't recognize any of these, dude.
I know who Closey is. I know some. I know some of Closey.
I don't recognize any of this, dude. Space Laces? Hell yeah. That's a cool ass name.
Space Laces. I like that.
Yeah, dude, I recognize zero.
I know Closey. Closey. Wait, is that day one?
No, that's just the 2024 lineup.
There's a 2023 lineup.
This is last year.
Black Tiger
Space Laces was there again.
Hey, look.
Pendulum DJ set.
Oh, no. There's Black Tiger Sex Machine.
Champagne Drip. These are cool ass names, though.
Crank Dat. I don't know who Crank Dat is. Knife Party. Sunset Set. Oh, because Pendulum was there, so that makes sense. Oh, dude. I like Knife Party. Knife Party's good.
But, like, I don't recognize these people.
Scroll down a little bit more.
2022.
See if there's anybody that we know.
These aren't people that I've heard of. Dirt Monkey. G. Jones.
Space Wizard. Oh, wait. No. It's Shanghai Doom Space Wizard. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Not interested. Wow.
Where's like the like good people like Benny Benassi?
There's Illenium. That's pretty good.
Liquid Stranger. Ellis Dream.
Champagne Drip and Dirt Monkey are back.
Oh, scroll down more. Just keep going. 12th Planet's been on there a lot.
Yeah. Probably local. Lucci?
Space Jesus. Snails, Space Jesus.
I know, Flux Pavilion.
Subtronics is there. That's another big one.
Subtronics?
Subtronics is a big one, I think.
I don't know.
Scroll down. It was 3 days. There you go. Cookie Monster. There's like no, I don't know any of them.
Yeah, this isn't a very big joint. Okay.
It started back in 2018.
Wow, 18.
So it's been going for a good 19, 6 years.
2021, 22, yeah. Cool. Not interested.
55 days left to buy your tickets. Dude, they're expensive. The tickets?
Probably won't let me look because I'm on a VPN.
They probably would. Right there. Last year, some people got shot at.
Really?
There was a shooting at it, yeah.
Damn.
It's like the last day or something.
Experience your dream bass music lineup. Yeah, right.
I think that's why it's called Bass Canyon, and where it's just all dubstep bass complimentary things.
One pair of high fidelity earplugs with branded metal carrying case for VIP. Cool. Air conditioned washroom facilities. VIP shade and misting. Complimentary beauty bar.
I think it's supposed to be hella hot too.
Yeah, it'd be summertime in the gorge. No chance. It's gonna be fucking sweltering.
But you camp there.
Yeah.
It's like a all day, all night kind of thing.
We have partnered with bus.com to bring you the official Bass Canyon shuttles. Get yourself to and from the gorge with ease. Would you want to like take a bus there?
I wouldn't even want to go.
Yeah, for sure. Too many people.
I get it.
I don't.
Sort of.
Look at this. Look at this map. Lumen Field, SeaTac Airport. To the gorge!
I just did a transcript for the show on this thing, and it goes...
For this episode?
Yeah, for last episode.
Oh, last week?
It just goes, from when we first started, it goes, the best thing that ever happened on the internet. That's our podcast, ladies and gentlemen. The best thing that's ever happened to the internet? Question mark. That's the best thing that ever happened to the internet? Is it us? Yeah. Yeah, we are the best things on the, we're the best things. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It actually worked.
I think our that's me. Huh?
It actually worked.
Yeah. Our podcast is the best podcast, and you should tell everybody about our podcast. People like it. The numbers are up. The numbers are up. The numbers are up. The numbers are in, everybody. The numbers are in. We have made it to why everything is weird language. What? I spilled water over this notebook. What are you saying? We are in a weird language. Why is everything such a, like a, why is such weird language right now? What language? Like, I think it's a, it's on air. It's like Arabic. Everything is Arabic. Oh, this is when I was looking up every,
you were looking at where the shit was being listened everything's to.
I'm confused. Oh yeah. Why not? Okay. Accept transcript. No, now we're putting transcripts on our thing. So now people can see.
Wait, is that included?
Yeah.
So do we not have it today?
I can
transcripts.
What?
Let me check if we have it.
I think this goes through the whole show.
It does. It will.
Yeah, it goes through the whole show. This is like a present music. Oh, this is classic.
Is it? Yeah, it's a present.
Yeah, so like you can, on this, on Podverse at least, you can like, you swipe to see the art, you swipe to see the summary and all the show notes and whatever. Mm-hmm. But like if you, I believe if you enable transcripts, it will look like, it'll just have more... Like more swipes.
How Israeli is he?
Okay. So so like you'll swipe here and it'll have summary and then you swipe again and it'll have, you can do like chapters
too.
Look
at the new one. Look at our new one.
And then all the way on the right, it's transcripts. And then like you can just, it'll talk what they're saying.
Look what, the go to the right then.
It's on, we don't have it enabled on our previous episodes.
I just did it.
It's not reflecting that yet. You're so jitty about it. You're like, I gotta check it, check it, check it, check.
I think I just got like lightheaded over there. I'm putting it on our most recent ones. Maybe now for
you
now.
You have to enable episode by episode?
Yeah. It's not automatic. But I think I might just do it for like the most recent ones. Recent few.
I gotta wait a minute.
Dude, I like how it could, this can do a multiple, but it can't do multiple of the other ones. Makes no fucking sense. I think we have to like, we have to approve them. So I did it for like the last six of them.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why does it make me do an outdoor walk?
You have to approve every single episode? What do you mean?
I have to like go in there and it looks like, oh, is this a good transcript for you? And I go, yeah. It's like, I'm not going to read through this whole fucking thing.
Oh, it makes the transcript and then it says you have to say yes to it.
Yeah.
In case there's some like language in there you don't want or something.
Yeah, maybe there's like a fuck you.
Or like a retard.
That's definitely going to be in there.
Do you think it, what's the word? Censors? Bad words? Probably not.
I don't know. Let me look at the transcript.
Can you search in the transcript?
I don't know if I can.
Search for R word. Retarded.
I can look. Command F. Yep, it's in there. It's a minute in. I typed it, Mike.
Oh, and it shows the timestamp?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, dude, we're going to incriminate ourselves.
Why?
Oh, no.
Who cares? It's hot.
It's not warm. We've made it to the Middle East. I only put yellow, orange, and the turquoise. It's absolutely true.
We'll be able to see the first full moon of summer, but the strawberry moon isn't actually named for its color.
What is it named for?
God damn it.
Don't get your hopes up for the sky to turn red tonight. Let's connect it up.
The fuck is this?
This year, the strawberry moon will be a unique event.
Why?
As it coincides with the summer solstice.
So it's tonight?
But its name actually tells us more about the summer season than it does the moon. The Old Farmer's Almanac says some Native Americans named the first full moon after strawberries.
Yeah.
With June being the perfect time to harvest the sweet fruit.
Oh, maybe that's why. Maybe it's time to, if you see it, you harvest your strawberries.
As honey is also harvested in June.
Yeah, go outside tonight. Watch it.
Are you going to go watch it?
Yeah.
What?
Right?
You're going to watch it?
100%
Yeah, I will.
Is it this?
Best thing to ever happen to the internet.
No, that's our shit, brother.
Oh, yeah. Our fucking podcast is what?
Best thing to ever happen to the internet.
Imagine if it actually looked like this.
100 freaking percent.
Imagine if you could see that much color with your naked eye.
Hey, Mike, what are we talking about?
Strawberry Moon.
Yeah, what is it in?
Space.
What do you got to play?
Space Force.
You got to do it. Space Force!
Space Force.
So what are we talking about?
Space Force.
Yeah, dude.
Space Force.
Imagine if you could actually see that.
Oh, this dude made a live song.
What?
Dennis Van Arsen, Strawberry Moon.
No.
Live video.
I'm not watching that.
Who that? The fuck is that guy? Who the fuck is that guy? The fuck? Yo, Mike, you watch any of the FP? You watch any of the free practice today?
No.
Dude. Red Bull's not looking hot, man.
I had to work.
Red Bull's not looking hot.
Didn't Max like top FP1 or something or be second place?
He got second place in FP1. And then FP2, he got fourth, some shit like that. No, so he got third, I think.
So he's gonna win the race.
No,
wait, what was last race?
Canada. Oh, Canada, our true love thing for,
remember,
Space Force.
He
I was waiting for that.
He didn't do great, it didn't look great, and then he won the race in practice. There's, so you can go suck a dick.
There's a thing going on.
You put
out.
Him first, you're a bitch.
I did not.
You did.
I put Max Verstappen first.
That's what I said, bitch.
No, his name is Max Verstappen.
Max Lando. Max Lando.
You think his name is Maximilian?
Yeah, it is.
Maximilian Art.
Luis. Maximilian Luis.
Maximilian Luis Yoho Verstappen.
Look it up.
You look it up. I'm trying to look. There's a news that where like Max.
Maximilian.
Oh, his name is really Max.
But it's not Maximilian.
His name is Max.
I know.
A million.
His middle name is Emilian.
I hate Jost Verstappen.
That's hilarious.
For that.
That's
I hate Jost Verstappen
Max
for that.
Emilian.
Why?
That's great.
That's stupid.
I love that.
That's so dumb, bro.
I love that energy.
God damn it.
I knew that. I remember seeing this before.
Maximilian?
Yeah.
There's a thing going out where Maximilian was secretly testing had a secret test of the 2022 Red Bull car.
When?
This weekend sometime.
Of the 2022 Red Bull car?
Mm-hmm.
Why was he going back to 2 years old car?
Because it's a better car.
Really?
Because it's more of a better car than it is the 2023 car.
Oh, you think they like
the 2022 car won every race besides one. Almost every race.
That was the 2023 car.
It was a 2020. Oh,
you said 2022 car.
I meant to say yes.
Last year's car, you mean?
I think it. Well, what was I reading? I was reading something. Hold on.
Well, only you would know, my friend.
Hold on, let me look it up.
You're not my friend.
You're not my brother. You're my brother, my friend. Why am I off the VPN?
It's hot.
You know, if you keep complaining, it gets a little colder.
Oh, it just got colder.
Oh, keep going. Is there a thing where it says I can look up my activity? Yep, yeah, there is. All right, let me see my activity. Hold on, everybody. Stand by. Where did I read this? Or did I never click on it? Maybe I never clicked on it. Shit. I never clicked on it.
How'd you know about it then?
Because I read it.
You read the headline?
I think I read the headline.
You're a little bitch.
Yeah, you're right.
Imagine if you actually read.
Imagine if I actually read. Whatever. Fuck it. Red Bull reveals 5 key changes to the RB20. Ooh. Changes. What do they change? side pod inlet, engine cover panel, floor alterations, beam wing, lower third of the end plate has moved aboard.
That's the difference between the last year's car and this year's car?
No, that's what they're bringing too. What was that?
Why don't they just change it back, bring upgrades to change it back to the 2023 car? Just
because the 2023 car was like the best car. Yeah.
Was it way different?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, then just swap them back. They can do that, can't they?
Maybe.
They should do it.
What was that guy was saying? What was the board? What do they call that board?
Dagger board?
The bagger board?
Dagger board?
The dagger board?
I don't think so.
Yeah, there's like a board over there. Look. It's like a new board. You know?
I forget what he called it.
And it's like a dagger board.
But he didn't call it that.
What the fuck was that? Was that your stomach?
It's probably your stomach because you didn't eat.
What are you talking about? I'm not hungry.
I didn't hear any noise.
What is it called? A bugger board? A boogie board? I know what a boogie board is.
The future is here. The future, clearly, it's a triple element rear wing design. Unlike the current...
A boogie board?
Z mode, yeah, X mode switch board. Has absolutely nothing to do...
A Bushwood board. Other cars, I don't know.
On the current cars, but that is where a lot of the downforce... Look at this barge board element.
Barge
here.
Board. Damn it. Has a barge board.
The floor. Now, I shouldn't really call it a barge board because...
It's a barge board.
I'm calling it a in-wash generating fin or something like that. It's a barge board.
It's a barge board.
Ah!
Oh. Aston Martin can offer Newey young and exciting F1 project. Newey's going to Aston Martin.
No, he's not. Already turned that down.
He's not going to go to Ferrari. You think he's going to go to Ferrari?
He's staying with Red Bull.
Wow. All these mixed signals and shit from you were saying, nah, he's leaving, shit like that. And then you're just going to go, he's staying with Red Bull.
He's going to retire and go back home and garden at his house and grow strawberries so he can eat them during the strawberry moon.
Mercedes call in police over anonymous Hamilton F1 sabotage email.
Mercedes called the police?
I guess so.
Over
Toto Wolff wasn't...
For what reason?
Mercedes calls in police over anonymous Hamilton F1 sabotage email. Mercedes has called the police in over anonymous email accusing Formula One teammate of dangerous sabotage of Lewis Hamilton's car.
Oh my
God.
They sabotaged Lewis Hamilton?
I guess.
Is he going to crash and die?
Mercedes boss Toto Wolff has revealed that the police are involved in investigating the source of an anonymous email accusing the team of trying to deliberately sabotage Lewis Hamilton's car. An anonymous email was sent to the list of the F1 and media representatives who were forward alleged WhatsApp message
alleged, not alleged.
Involving Christian Horner earlier this year.
Wait, Christian Horner sabotaged Lewis Hamilton's car?
I don't know. I think they're just saying allegedly used the app WhatsApp that Christian Horner used. The message claimed that the form from a team member and accused Mercedes and especially Wolf for systematically sabotaging of Lewis Hamilton's car, strategic and mental health.
Wait, Christian Horner was accusing Toto Wolff of sabotaging his car?
No, they're using the reference of the WhatsApp to Christian Horner as in like making a comparison to where it came from.
What? Nothing of what you just said made sense.
Yes, it does.
Christian Horner using the WhatsApp? Just the way you said it was confusing.
You're confusing.
It doesn't make any sense.
You're confused.
No, I'm not.
Yes, it. Oh, okay.
You have to explain it more concisely.
I was reading it.
Who accused who?
Some anonymous person is accusing Mercedes.
As an organization?
As an organization.
Okay. Via WhatsApp messages.
Via WhatsApp messages.
Okay.
Of deliberately, systematically, mental healthly. And strategically... sabotaging Hamilton's car.
And what does this have to do with Christian Horner?
Nothing.
Oh, then why'd you say Christian Horner?
Because that's what the fucking article reads.
Oh, they lie. What do they say about Christian Horner?
An anonymous email sent to the same list of F1 and media representatives who forward the alleged WhatsApps.
WhatsApps.
WhatsApps message involving Christian Horner. There you go.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
Fucking nothing. To literally fucking go over the same goddamn things with Mike every fucking week. And he sits over there with his goddamn finger up his asshole. What the fuck is this? Two dudes in an extremely hot room while podcasting? Is it almost... Nice. Okay.
I don't know.
100%
Anyways, you can play some of my clips so we can get this fucking shit over and done with, you little bitch. I'm sick and tired of your cock.
I don't know why it's hiding underneath. Uh-oh. Oh, wait, the same one. Never mind. It's frozen or something. I'll show you when it comes up. Which one do you want?
You can play any one the you baby want. One? It doesn't matter which one you want to play. You can
Is
play
it fart?
One. Yeah, yeah.
That's the baby fart?
No.
Is this... What are you saying to me?
Fuck off.
Excuse me?
Fuck off.
How is it that at that young of an age, the baby can have already gotten the whatever Scottish or Irish accent that is so nailed? That's crazy.
What were you saying to me?
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off, mate. Fuck off.
Excuse me?
Fuck off.
Excuse me?
Fuck off.
You just know that like the dad is like constantly going, fuck off, mate.
Yeah.
Like to all his buddies.
Yeah, probably.
What were you saying to me?
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Excuse me?
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Excuse me?
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Oh, this one's just for your eyes only. But also the
fat guy jumping into a pool or something?
It's funny, so.
All right, I'm three.
Fat guy jumping into a pool.
When I tell you to pull out...
into a big-ass, like, floaty toy. Okay.
When I tell you to pull out a little, pull out a little.
Okay. It's out of the context.
Two, three. Ah, shit. Fucking hesitate. I hesitated. It hurt my arm. I hurt my shoulder. Oh, shit. I hesitated and I slipped.
He didn't even slip. He just ate. He just. I, you know, he just.
Watch fell. This.
I need to pull out a little. Pull out a little. One, two, three. Ah, shit.
See, he just stops. He didn't slip. He walks up and then stops and
yeah,
then falls.
Yeah, but he says he trips.
I know, he's lying.
Two, three.
Ah, shit.
Ah, shit.
Do you want to ISO that?
That's so stupid.
Ah, shit.
That's so stupid.
Because it's dope. No,
ah, shit. Fucking hesitated.
See, he says he hesitates first. And then
I hesitated. It hurt my arm. I hurt my shoulder. Oh, shit. I hesitated and I slipped.
You didn't even slip. That's what I thought was so funny when he says, I hesitated, which is true. You did hesitate. And then he goes, I slipped. You didn't slip. You just fell.
He's just talking shit with his boys.
This is just an oldie. I just want to hear it again.
Logan Sargent is crashing.
It's okay to bring repeats.
I know.
I know.
That's a goodie.
It's okay to bring repeats.
Pow, bun.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
Nothing.
Bring repeats.
Bring Aww. Repeats. You fucked up.
Nope.
Logan Sargent is crashed again. Pow, bun, too.
That was a good race.
The bear is breaking his car again. Nothing new. Where did Ferrari go?
Wasn't that a clean starting in the rain? Like they all I got think, around yeah. everything cleanly, which
no,
is
no,
crazy.
No, no, no. There was an accident.
Oh.
That was Paris and Ocon in
they
the
bumped,
back.
But they bumped, no, it wasn't crazy.
But it wasn't like really bad, bad.
Yeah, it just fucked up their races.
Yeah.
What? If there was only one page dedicated to posting fart videos. Did we watch this already?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't recognize. All types of emotions. peanut butter cake or some shit.
Sure.
I'm not the Rizzler. I'm the Drizzler.
What did he say?
I'm not the Rizzler. I'm the Drizzler.
I'm not the Rizzler. I'm the Drizzler.
It's the Riddler. Not the Rizzler. That's hilarious.
That's a good title of a show.
I'm not the Rizzler. I'm the Drizzler.
I'm not the Rizzler. I'm the Drizzler.
It's kind of long.
I'm not the Rizzler. I'm the Drizzler.
I'm the Drizzler.
I'm the Drizzler.
I'm the Drizzler. Hell yeah.
I'm not the Rizzler. I'm the Drizzler.
I'm the Drizzler. That's a good one. I'm not the, just the way he says it. It's probably a fat kid.
I'm not the Rizzler. I'm the Drizzler.
That's a skinny kid.
Hard to tell. Is this clean enough to ISO?
I'm not the Rizzler. I'm the Drizzler.
Yeah.
There's a lot of background noise.
It's just one thing that happens in there. This is how I feel with you and me.
Did we do this one right? It's farts, right?
No. A pretzel?
Nope.
No.
Oh, this is that stupid argument, people.
Yeah. I feel like I'm the guy in the Senate, and you're the other guy.
100%.
But here we go.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
100 freaking percent.
Actually, it's more like...
Best thing...
No. Shout out to the Natural Girls.
A pretzel is my...
Just for the record, he's wearing like a little elf costume.
Yep.
What is he tipping his hand into?
Carbon fiber.
I'm wet over here.
The side has nothing to do with it. It's all
a
about
pretzel is my favorite chip. It's Wait. Always been my favorite chip.
No.
A pretzel is my favorite chip. It's always been my favorite chip.
No, no.
Pretzel's not a chip.
I feel like you just like the favorite chip.
Okay. I have a question.
We do it live.
We're doing it live. 100%.
What's up?
Why did you just say that the right-hand side is not... then what's it for? Is it not part of it? Why is it there?
It's not part of it.
Then why are you telling me that?
Because so you don't pay attention to what is going on the right-hand side.
But I want it. Why is it there then?
I don't know, brother.
I lost it. There it is.
We'll do it live.
Fuck that. I'm looking at it.
That's fine.
A pretzel is my favorite chip. It's always been my favorite chip.
So satisfying looking at his hand go in there.
A pretzel's not.
Why is he wearing fucking granny costume?
I think that's Mrs. Claus's stuff.
Even a chip.
Wait.
Pretzel's 100% not a chip.
I feel like you just like to debate with me now. Like that's our.
I got to start again. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, Mike.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
It's not on there anymore.
It's my favorite chip.
I know.
Always been my favorite chip.
A pretzel's not even a chip. Pretzel's 100% not a chip.
I feel like you just like to debate with me now. Like that's our thing.
I feel like you say that's stupid so cool. shit all the time, and you believe it with every ounce in you.
How the hell is a pretzel not a chip? Have you ever got a... Actually, you just answer that. How is a pretzel not a chip, Mrs. Claus?
The easiest way to say is, how is a pretzel a chip?
Okay.
Why is your neurons firing and you go, pretzel chip?
Be careful.
Yep. I'm Mrs. Claus, and you're the elf, 100%.
Yep. I'm Santa Claus.
Because have you ever gotten one of those big family...
That is so satisfying watching him scoop that shit off the sand or whatever that is.
Packs of assorted chips, right? He's got Cheetos. Oh, shut up and answer!
Shut up, answer!
Have you ever gotten one of those big family packs of assorted chips, right? He's got Cheetos. Oh, shut up and answer! You ever got one of those big boxes that says Doritos, Cheetos, Flamingos... Lays. Yeah. All that. What else is it? What's always the last one to go?
The rolled gold pretzels.
The pretzels. And guess what? It's in the chip bag.
A pretzel is 100% a cracker. It is not a chip. It's not a chip at all. It's not even made from the same shit that chips are made of.
What does that mean?
The base of it. It's a pretzel.
What is it? What's the base of a pretzel? And what's the base of a chip?
Chips aren't made of dough, dumbass.
Hell yeah. Dude, I feel like these two sides should be two different videos. Like, I want to watch them. Like, I want to watch them one
Mike
at a
was,
time.
Mike was watching the satisfied.
Oh, look at it! Oh, oh, oh yeah! Oh, look at it go in there. Oh,
that's carbon fiber, by the way.
Oh. That's so satisfying. Mike all these little images.
Mike is edging over there himself.
I mean, come on, man. without a tire.
Oh. Dude, Mike is edging.
Hell yeah. I like those. I like that one.
You liked it because of the satisfying video, not because of what
No, I like the argument too. Because it's 100% us.
Do you think we have those arguments?
100%.
Do you think we're stupid?
I think my shit froze.
What do you mean? Yeah, I did it again. This shit sucks, man.
I gotta stop it. I'll restart.
You just need to not have it.
Then what are we gonna get our pictures from?
Wait, what did you say? You just need to not have it? What the fuck?
Dude, I'm all jitty now about fucking taking pictures every fucking episode. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, dude.
Every time that you do it, it like dies.
And now I have something to do while you're fucking uploading the episode. I can like get the picture updated. Bless you. Oh no.
Oh no. Stop it. Please stop it.
Please stop it.
Now start it.
My fucking thing's probably hot. That's probably what it is.
You think so?
Well, it's hot as fucking here.
It's not warm.
It's cooking.
I wouldn't say it's cooking. Okay. It's not gonna bring that much air in here. You think you're gonna bring air in here? There's no air. This shit's wild. It's hot. It is pretty toasty in here though.
It's fucking hot.
It's not warm. I'm saying, man. It's a weird red.
Oh, no, Terry.
Oh, no, your shit's fucked.
I'll try it later. It's a good thing I have the pictures already.
Yeah, the couple pictures. Well, it says updates. You have the updates. Maybe it has an update.
No, that's a different application.
Don't tell me about it.
I'm not going to.
Okay. What do you think, man? Ooh, Bahrain set to host a 2025 preseason test again. Again?
Who fucking cares?
God, man.
Are we doing the rocket or the space boy? I want to do the rocket.
Both. We're doing both.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not doing two pictures.
Yeah.
I'm not doing two pictures.
You know
for
this
episode.
Is getting split into two different episodes.
How long are we going for?
Probably like another hour or so.
Okay. I need a drink then.
Because then we can split it into two episodes.
Okay.
So when you hear this other episode, we are not here. It's pre-recorded.
Why didn't we stop at a good time?
We did. You stopped at an hour and 30 minutes, like on the dot.
But,
yeah.
But
what?
I didn't. It wasn't like a good. It was such a jank. It wasn't like a good end and start.
No. We're doing some post work after this.
No. We're doing some post work.
You don't understand what you did.
You're going to put like a little jingle at the end.
What we're going to do is that after the 1:30 mark, we're going to end it, just casually end it. And then we're going to like start talking about like, oh, this is...
We came back to that music playing.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's a natural ending.
That's the beginning of another episode. Yeah,
correct.
So we ended just not... What we should do is we should go back, play a little bit of music, record it, and then be like, see you later, folks. And then we like just like nonchalantly just be like, see you later. We'll see you on the next one. And then all of a sudden this is playing music and then we just get into random shit. You know how funny that would be? And then
are we going to do?
And then at the end of this one, we could say like, oh yeah, that shit was pre-recorded. Mike went on vacation.
Terry, they're all pre-recorded. That's
no, we do it live.
They're all pre-recorded. It's true.
No, this is live. I don't know what you're talking about, brother.
They're all pre-recorded. It's true. It's fucking true.
I mean, we're not wrong. We're all pre-recorded here. Do you think our lives are pre-recorded?
Wow, that's an interesting question. Do you think our lives are pre-recorded?
Do you think like
pre everything is already like...
Yeah, someone is playing... Like they put a VHS tape into a VHS player and just press play.
Like right now, what we're doing is we are the playback of a tape.
Yeah. Like we're running through a playback on a tape.
Right now.
Like this very
instant. What am I going to do next?
I don't know. But it's pre-recorded.
I'm too slow. I never thought about it like that.
You think?
That's like a multi...
multiverse?
What's the word? Not multiverse. Multi-dimension?
I've been...
Infinite dimension?
Infinity dimensions?
There's an infinite number of you on infinite number of dimensions.
So
that's like the similar strategy. So I need a drink if we're going to go along.
So the funny thing about that you bring this up is that I've been watching this show on Apple. It's called...
Is it time to resubscribe? Is it got bangers on there?
It's called... Hold on. It's not called Hold On.
Did you watch the first episode of Dragons?
These nuts across your face?
Ah! Dude, I just opened the window. I better shut the fuck up.
No, who fucking cares? Dark Matter. It's called Dark Matter.
Really? Can I play a trailer? Because it sounds interesting.
Oh, it's interesting.
Can you get me a whiskey?
Yeah, sure. You bring up Dark Matter trailer. Yeah. I'm taking my Buffalo Trace. No, I'm not. I'm leaving it here.
You have to drink a little bit of whiskey while you're here.
Okay.
A tiny little bit.
That's fine. I'll give it 2 glasses.
Because I know you don't like to drink.
Not that much.
Tiny, tiny. But you have to drink something.
No, I'll drink some Buffalo Trace.
Get the Buffalo Trace and get my Lafroy 10, which is like on the ground in the middle of the shelves.
Is it right next to my bourbon?
No, it's like literally on the ground.
Oh.
Your bourbon's on the bottom shelf on the one.
I know. It's bottom shelf. Right. Lift.
Thank you.
But bring up a trailer of Dark Matter and tell me how you like it.
Okay. I'm getting up Dark Matter. Ah! And Terry's going to get whiskeys for us because we're gentlemen in a hot ass room. And we need some thirst quenching beverages while we complete out our evening here on this lovely sunny evening that is way too hot in this room. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Dark Matter on Apple. Dark Matter Apple. Apple show trailer. Dark Matter. Yeah, I hope it's about space. Oh, I saw a poster. I recognize these people.
It's not about space.
Dark. Aww.
It's about Yo, Mr. White.
Science.
Science.
Oh, I think I did see a trailer. It's this guy. Goes to sleep and then wakes up and he has different family.
No.
Kind of like that. He's in like a different world or something like that with different people.
No.
I thought that's what it looked like in the trailer.
I mean, you're not wrong in some aspects of what you said.
So why'd you say no?
Because you're wrong.
So. You could have said you're partly right.
Oh, can you ask me those questions again?
Yeah, it's like guy goes to sleep, wakes up, is in different life, different family, different time, different world.
Partially right.
Different universe. Partially dimension.
Right. Partially right.
Something happened to me.
Oh, his wife is Jennifer Connelly. Dude, Jennifer Connelly is like 50 or 40. Let me look up how old she is. Jennifer Connelly.
She's like 40 or 50. I think she's in her 50s. Or she's in her late 40s. One of the two. Doesn't matter. She's so fucking hot.
Dude.
It does not matter. Jennifer Connelly is fucking hot.
She was like hot as a...
She was hot in a Top Gun Maverick.
She's 53.
She's fucking hot.
Dude, so she was...
I didn't know she was married to... sorry, I keep interrupting you, but Jarvis?
Paul Bettany?
Yeah, I did not know he was married to
her. Yeah, she was like super hot when she was younger, like in her 20s and stuff, obviously. But dude, she has aged amazingly, dude.
She's like fine wine. She's fucking bangingly hot.
All right, here we go. I just saw her flash up on the screen. That's why I mentioned it.
Something happened to me.
Oh.
She has a beautiful smile.
Something happened to me. You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
I think I did see this trailer. Ding, ding, ding.
To my extraordinary wife, Daniela. I do not deserve you.
Daniela. It's true.
Are you gonna? Do you want to watch this or no?
He's married to the woman of his dreams. And they have...
Watch what?
The show.
Maybe eventually I might. Why?
Because I can tell you what's happening, and that's why I brought up that question.
Do you want me to summarize the fucking book 7 of The Expanse?
Do you in book 8?
Uh-huh. I'm a third of the way through book 8. I should summarize 7.
Is it the last book?
9 is the last book.
So I know about 6. So yes, 7,
I'll summarize
8.
7 after this episode, and then 8 when I get back from vacation.
Okay.
Good life.
Have a good day.
I'll summarize this up for you.
Oh my gosh, you're my...
No spoilers.
I have to.
Until...
Then no.
One night, he doesn't make it home. When he regains consciousness, everything has changed. I don't know, it sounds like he's crazy. I'm not crazy.
Or he writes a book.
Nope. It's based on a book, though.
Everything's based on a book.
Yeah.
I live here with you.
Charlie! Yeah, he wakes up in a different family.
Life.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Different life.
It's Jason.
You know me.
And she thinks he's her husband, but he doesn't think she's his wife.
Correct.
Yeah. That's what I said.
It's not funny. Just tell me, you know.
It's Ron Weasley.
Who I am.
I've never seen you before in my life.
I just need answers.
You built the box. Behind every door in...
He built the box, and when he goes in the box, it changes lives.
There is a version of
Nailed
your
it.
Life that you could have lived.
So it's...
He, I just told it. I know
built this box to put yourself into...
to change.
No, it's a... in superposition.
Right?
Superposition.
What's superposition?
I think it's a... I don't know if it's an actual term, but superposition.
Just get different, Jason. He stole me from my world. And he brought me to his world. What if the person that abducted me... is me?
Oh, no. He made the box and abducted himself in the box.
So, the gist of superposition is ability of quantum systems to be in a multiple states at the same time.
Oh, you can like see yourself in different systems. You can like see yourself in different worlds.
Yeah, because the concept is difficult to understand. The central principle of the quantum mechanics is often illustrated by an experiment carried out in 1801 by an English physicist, Thomas Young.
What's the one thing you had hated? He's been different, and I'm scared. I don't know what to do.
I need to use the box to get home.
The world you're looking for is a grain of sand on an infinite beach.
We're like a grain of sand in the fucking universe.
You want to get home to my family.
Ice!
I want my life back.
Do you ever get that feeling?
Sauron!
Sauron! Lord of the Rings!
Tell me,
so, the reason why I bring this up is it's kind of like that. So, in a way...
Do they talk about it in the show?
They talk about the superposition.
That's how you know about it?
Yeah.
Because you're retarded?
Damn.
That was harsh.
That was, man. Yeah, that made me sad.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
Be the R word.
Were they talked about a lot?
No, they talk about like the superposition, which is
that's you simultaneously exist in multiple dimensions. And what superposition is means you have a consciousness where you're like observing all your different dimensions that you're in the multiple places.
But there's it's endless.
You're the ultimate.
It's endless.
Correct.
So that's why I say, do you think our lives is a VHS?
100%. Like,
being played back.
100%.
Hmm. Interesting.
I need that button. 100%. Did I put that on there? Tim Dillon.
No.
100%.
I do believe.
Oh, I do believe Tim Dillon.
Yeah, I'll show you my wind bulb.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's based on the concept. So the gist of the show is that obviously it's stating that this guy takes the guy that
he designed the box.
Yeah.
So and then goes in the box.
He designs the box, makes, he uses his, he designs the box because the life that he wanted, he decided to go a different way in life without her.
Wait, he wanted to leave his wife?
Yeah.
What? No, Jennifer Connelly?
No. So what happens is
the
that
fuck?
How it starts is that they're at a crossroad right here.
Who is?
The Jennifer Connelly and Joel Egerton.
They're having a bad marriage?
No. Well, no.
What do you mean they're at a crossroads?
It's either like I continue with my work and I'm never there for my family because they were about to have a child, or I stay with my family and get rid of that research.
For the box?
It was for the box.
So he decided to go in the box?
So one of them in the universe decided to go to the box.
And one decided to stay with the family.
And one decided to stay with the family. But the guy that wanted the box, that invented the box, so fucking
weird. I love how it's like, a guy went to the box.
The guy that invented the box.
Family? Box.
Yep.
Family? Box.
Yeah.
Box.
So the guy that invented the box was sick and tired of his
Did
life.
Did the same guy invent the box in every single dimension?
The box was invented by him.
In every dimension.
By that, just that one, not in every dimension.
In the only that one dimension that he went
only
to the
box. Only that one dimension that he decided to go that
got
way.
Got it.
And then he...
That fucked it up for everyone else.
Yes. Because he wanted to have...
Family. The other guy
her.
Wanted a family. Yeah,
wanted to have her and a family.
Damn.
That he never had.
And box guy fucked it up.
And the box guy.
Fuck the box guy, dude.
Box guy fucked it up.
That's another show title.
Box guy?
Yeah. Fuck the box guy.
But yeah. It's pretty good. I mean, the majority of the show is like, obviously it's introducing things, but it's...
Does it have lots of science topics that you find entertaining and interesting?
It's more of understanding, because the box is what it is. You have to use like this drug that puts yourself into superposition inside that box, where it kind of like kills your...
You take a drug before you go in the box or when you're in the box?
Either or.
What does he do?
In the box.
He goes in the box, shoot himself up with a needle or take a pill or some shit.
It's a liquid, so yeah, needle.
IV?
It's so a needle. It's just a shooting.
So he gets shot up with drugs so he can go in the box.
So it reduces the pain neurons, or it like makes your consciousness like at a standstill. But with your...
He goes in the box, he goes to once the box does its thing, then he becomes the other guy in the family?
No, he becomes into the superposition, which there's thousands of doors to open from that box.
And he picks the one with the guy one of the family?
There's more to it, but yes.
And then goes and in that, once he goes in there, he takes over for that guy?
Yeah. So he's a different... The box guy is in the...
Becomes the family guy and does the different shit, and then he's like, I don't want my wife, but she wants me.
Well, the thing is that the box guy wanted the family and everything, but doesn't know what's going on. So like,
doesn't know that he actually does want the family.
No, he wants the family. He wants the family, but he doesn't know what's going on with that family. Oh. As in like him.
It's the same family.
It's a different person.
Does he see himself in that same dimension who wants the family, or he takes over that?
He takes over that family. He switches.
Got it. And doesn't anyone recognize him?
They're both the same people. They're both like identical. Oh. But what it is that like, say like your child is allergic to something.
And you don't know.
And you give them something that they're like peanuts or something like that.
And the wife gets pissed off.
And the wife gets pissed off and they go, why did you not know this? You should know this.
Because I'm from the box.
Because he's from the box. Because he's a box guy.
He's
the box guy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Box guy. Man, we have too many. We have other ones that I have to use, but I really do like box guy.
But that's what it is.
It's a great title.
It's kind of like that.
I get it.
But like there could be millions of, an infinite number of you and I in the universe. You think so? Like a VHS?
Not in this universe. In other universes.
Do you think there's more than one me?
Yeah, like...
And more than
one
you?
There's like 1,300 rings in the expanse. We exist in all the rings, Terry.
But 100%. Hear me out. But in the show, it's like we could be best of friends, but in another dimension that he goes through.
The box guy?
The original guy. Family guy.
Yeah.
Like goes to different... So how the box works and how it does is the way that you're feeling in your head at that moment in time, right when you open that box. Right when you open the door to another world.
To get out. That's who you are?
That's what you are thinking. So like if I was thinking like I'm the richest man in the world and I live in a penthouse on
then
top
you
of
do?
And then you open that door.
And you do. Whoa.
Or you're like, your fear of like
chickens?
Sure. You open that door.
There's chickens.
You don't know there's chickens yet.
But when you see them, you're scared of shit.
But when you see them, they're like 50 foot tall. You're like, I'm scared of a 50 foot tall chicken.
And they somehow exist.
And the 50 foot tall chicken exists.
Damn.
And he's trying to peck the shit out of you.
Damn. All right. That's is it over?
Next week will be the last episode on Wednesday.
All right.
I would say I would give you my information, but you know
how I want it.
Apple is all encrypted and shit about letting people use your other shit.
Oh, because it's like tied to your Apple ID or whatever. It's harder to give over your shit.
Yeah, it's hard to give you a password.
I'll pay for a month of Apple if I want to watch it. I don't care.
It's a good show. Like, I wouldn't say...
What else is on there that's new? That's like good.
There's a lot of new shows that they've been putting out.
But are they like good? Are they like For All Mankind quality or no? I love me some For All Mankind.
There's like two right now, which is... They go...
I like thriller action shit. Drama.
There's a lot. There's some that are. I don't know.
Oh, you know what it was? So you can just browse on your Apple TV without having Apple Plus to like see what's on there. And I was doing that the other day.
Yeah.
That's when I watched the trailer.
There's like a bunch. The Masters of Air is pretty good. There's a lot of death in that one.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that. That's like World War II pilot people.
The Flying Fortress people.
Mm.
Where they get fucking destroyed.
All right. You want my summary?
For what?
The book.
Oh, yeah. Give me season 7.
Season 7. I kind of want to like play a summary on and then like talk when like they have
like a synopsis. Stuff.
Yeah. But it's a stupid bitch looking person though.
Wow. Calling people stupid.
Hello and welcome back to the Shades of Orange. Today I want
Shade of Orange.
That's her name of her channel. Is this doable?
Yeah. Can you play her?
To review Persepolis Rising by James S.A. Corey. This is the 7th book in the Expanse series, and I'm going to do a spoiler-free review, meaning that I'm not going to talk about any specifics of the characters or plot in a way that would spoil it for...
We want spoilers.
I want spoilers. I want a synopsis, lady.
Spoilers. Here it is. Okay.
This sounds really dirty. I'm not going to lie to you.
What sounds dirty?
The Shades of Orange.
Oh, the name of her channel
sounds
dirty? Yeah, the
name of her channel sounds really dirty.
Just because it sounds like Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
I bet it's not, though.
Oh, she's putting her hand over her mouth like there's a gasp.
Play, goddammit!
Your shit's fucked. Quantum superposition is a fundamental principle of quantum mechanics that states linear combinations of solutions to the Schrodinger.
It's like the whole cat in the box thing.
Equation.
When you put the cat in the box, it's like at the same time the cat is both alive and dead until you know which one it is. It's like you don't know. It's like it exists in a state of both or something.
Are also solutions of Schrodinger's.
You ready?
Equation.
And welcome back. I'm here to do a spoilery discussion.
Spoilery!
Of Persepolis Rising by James S.A. Corey, which I requested from Orbit Books.
She's in the same thing that when she said she wasn't going to spoil it.
No, she has a spoiler-free video and a spoiler video. Ooh, so you pick which one you want.
Oh, I want the spoilers, baby. Give it to me, Orange.
If you have not read this one, please note that I am planning on discussing spoilers for this particular book. However, if you want to know more about the series, more about the book without being spoiled, I have done a separate review on that, which will be linked places if you're not familiar with the series, but clicked on this video anyway. I would actually refer that you go back to an older video I did on Leviathan Wakes. All that being said, I'm going to go ahead and start spoiling.
That's the first book.
The Violence Wraith?
Leviathan Wakes.
So you've been warned. I just wanted a chance to talk a little bit more about this without worrying about spoilers, which is so hard to do talking about the 7th book in a series. And I'm going to try not to make this one big gushing video, but I honestly love this series so much.
Same.
I really like the perspective in this one. I always am happy to see Holden back with another perspective. I'll be really sad if any of the books don't have his perspective. Unless they kill him off, I...
the eighth one doesn't really have his perspective.
Want to see his perspective in every single book.
Well, you're going to be sad.
I really love him as a character, and it might be partially because he is so addicted to coffee, which is easily my biggest addiction. Now, I was also really happy to see Bobby back with a perspective as well.
Shout out Bobby Draper.
Is one of my favorite female characters. I think she really brought a lot to the series and having a stronger female character, because in my personal opinion, while I like Naomi,
I don't like Naomi. No one really likes Naomi, man.
And always kind of weakened her as a character.
I like Naomi.
Always felt like a little bit more of a love interest than a kick butt female character.
She's the smartest engineer in the fucking universe. How is she just a love interest, you dumb bitch?
Oh, wow.
Which I always love to read about in books. I'll be honest, I was really, really hoping that Avasalia, which I'm probably saying...
What?
She's going to say... She's like...
I'll be honest, I was really, really hoping Madame that Zavala? Avasalia, which...
Avasalia? Avasarala.
I'm probably saying her name wrong, but you know who I mean. I was hoping she'd have a perspective in this one.
Nope. Because she's an old lady.
I just love her so much.
She dies at the end of this book.
Aww,
or at the beginning of the eighth
old age.
It's just so foul.
She's hella old.
Mouth. She calls it like it is. But I almost wish we had gotten...
Yeah, because she cusses. That's why we like her.
Madame Sarala?
Her point of view.
Avasarala.
Avasarala?
Avasarala.
Or Madame Sarala?
Madame Avasarala.
Madame...
Christian Avasarala.
Because I always Christian like to know what she's thinking. She's so crass, but so
are you
going to
talk about the fucking book?
No, she's going to talk about people's perspectives.
Duh. What she actually says. So I did kind of miss that. I hope they bring her back.
Can you just give it to me? This lady's not giving it to me.
But I wanted someone to verbally say it, and then I would add some color and be like, well, actually, there's more dynamic to it.
But she just gave you, like, Holden has a perspective, she has a perspective,
that just means
Bobby has a perspective,
that just
Naomi
means,
sucks dick, apparently.
That just means that they have chapters written in their eyes. That doesn't mean anything about the story.
She's working too hard on the Rosinante.
But I still, of course, and, you know, just enjoyed seeing her. I was just fangirling as soon as she popped up. And as for the other two perspectives, I'm someone who doesn't always love a extra perspective. There's something, especially later in a series, where I just want to read about the characters that I already know, but I was pleasantly surprised.
She's going to say Santiago Singh.
By these ones. Drummer's character just seemed interesting.
Drummer is the other one.
Interesting. Obviously, it was a necessary
should have a love interest or some shit?
Drummer?
Yeah.
Drummer, like, runs the belt.
Yeah, I know who Drummer is.
No, you don't really, though, because the person who's Drummer in the books is not the same person in the show.
Oh, really?
The person in the books who they made Drummer in the movies, his name is Michio Pa. That's who Drummer really is.
Michio Pa?
Michio Pa. That's her name. All of Drummer in the show is Michio in the books. All her, like, plot lines.
Hmm.
And Drummer is just like the security chief on Tycho and like nobody basically until this book.
Ah.
Yeah. So they like they move people around.
Gotcha.
So when you think of Drummer, think of someone who's just like a random person on Tycho who like takes over after Fred dies. That's who she means when she says Drummer.
Gotcha.
So don't picture Drummer as Drummer from the show, because it's not the same person.
A point of view that we wouldn't have had otherwise. But I actually really like Singh's perspective.
Who?
I really...
Santiago Singh.
Oh.
That we wouldn't have had otherwise, but I actually really like Singh's perspective.
She said Singh.
He's a captain from Laconia, the Martians who went through the ring to like take over that one.
Oh,
gave the ships to Marco.
Uh-huh.
That's Laconia. They went over, and he's like a captain who comes back through the ring at the beginning with two big ass ships, and they fuck everybody up and take over. And he's like the guy who like runs Medina Station in this book. Santiago Singh.
I really liked even seeing his relationship with both his wife and his child. The fact that she was called Monster was really cute, and I really liked his aspects. And I'm not someone who kind of likes cuter aspects in a book, but for whatever reason, that just worked really well for me. And I actually enjoyed reading from all the perspectives. There was never a chapter where I was like, oh, we're back to this one. But I'd love to know what you thought of the different perspectives, what you liked, what you didn't. The other thing I want to talk about, of course, is the fact of Holden passing off his ship. And I did not expect that.
So, see, this is great. Now we're actually getting into it. So it starts like 2 decades after season 6, something like that.
Yeah.
Picture Holden and Naomi and them like in their 50s.
Okay.
Probably late 50s. Like they're pretty old.
Yeah. I think we discussed this a little bit. But.
Yeah. So it starts up with like the transport union. So like at the end of season 6, the show. You see how like Drummer is like nominated to lead the new fucking thing.
Well, wasn't like Holden nominated and then he immediately resigned
and gave it to her. So she, drummer, the different drummer in the books, actually at this book is running the whole thing. And so as they're running it, they run Medina Station and like control who comes in and out of the rings for like trading between all the systems. Mm-hmm. And Holden and them are also on the Rocinante. Holden, Naomi, Amos, Alex.
R.I.P. in the show.
Yeah.
Alex.
Bobby and Clarissa. So 6-man crew who's been like rolling together for like 2 decades, just doing missions for the transport union.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So that's okay. How it starts. And they like go come back from some random ring. And as they're coming back and landing on Medina, they come through and fuck everything up. Mm. As Holden and Naomi are about to retire and leave the Rocinante to Bobby to be the captain. Okay. So they literally immediately got off the Rocinante and were going to leave. And then,
so like Bobby's like in her 40s.
Yeah, 40s, 50s, probably 40s. So she was going to be the captain and Naomi and Jim were going to go like retire on like Titan or something.
Okay.
And then as they're about to leave Medina and Bobby's going to be the captain of the Rossi, the Laconians come through and fuck everything up. And like the whole book is basically them on Medina Station, like being like underground, fucking fight the man shit.
Oh.
At all.
Okay.
They have been with that ship since the beginning and I did not see it coming. There is a little bit.
Me neither. I was kind of sad.
Like that where... Even though they passed off the ship to someone else, of course, Holden kind of ends up coming back. But I am happy that he didn't fully take on his role of being captain again. So I like the fact that it really is still Bobby's ship, even by the end of all of this. I suppose the authors probably did that on purpose, that they wanted you to feel a little bit that it was kind of bittersweet, that people were moving along, that they were having a life and really trying to move and just move on in their lives. But at the same time, I just wanted them to come back. And I don't know. Things can't change. And I think that was honestly one of the best parts about this book was the fact, which I mentioned in my review, the fact that it deals so much with the passage of time, about aging. I loved hearing that.
Do you remember?
The fact that it deals so much with the passage of time.
Go, say what you're going to say.
Do you think that's the reason why they didn't go for a 7th season?
Because of the time jump? No, but I'm sure that was part of their thought process.
Because
like, I'm sure it was like they just didn't want to spend the money anymore, but I'm sure it was part of it.
Because it wouldn't be... Isn't The Passage of Time one of the books?
No. I'm going to play something that I remember.
Well, isn't it like a...
About 8...
Hold on. Sure.
Which I mentioned in my review, the fact that it deals so much with the passage of time, about...
And here we go. I put this for you before.
I think it's very important, as you have heard from so many incredible leaders.
The passage of time.
For us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present. And to be able to contextualize.
I wonder how high she was when she
did this. To understand where we exist in the history and in the moment as it relates not only to the past, but the future.
What?
That wasn't even it.
...of what we need to do.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Again, for another doozy of a word salad statement.
Salad.
This time Kamala
word
was
salad.
Giving a speech about affordable internet access.
About the significance of the passage of time. Right, the significance of the passage of time.
Anyway, that reminded me of that. That's hilarious.
It's the fact, which I mentioned in my review, the fact that it deals so much with the passage of time. I loved hearing that the ship was getting old, that Bobby was getting old, and Holden started to reminisce. And I really wasn't actually sure specifically how much time has passed since the beginning. So
they don't say. That's why it's kind of guessing. It's like, I don't know. They said a couple decades, but other than that, they didn't tell.
Is that what they say at the first like sentence?
No.
They're like a couple decades ago or in the future.
Well, it starts in Laconia with that guy in Laconia planning to come through and fuck everybody up. And they mention randomly like it had been 3 decades since they first settled on Laconia, which probably was like 2 decades after like season 6-ish, because there's a fair amount of time that passes like during the actual seasons.
But just the fact that it's clear that they are so far from where the story started. And I do like the fact that the characters have grown, that they're not just dumb. They're not making stupid decisions anymore.
That's not true.
And they're really much more thoughtful, aware of the political ramifications. And that was something I didn't totally love the politics in this one. There was just a lot of them, but I did still find it really interesting to see some of the organizations, see what's going on with the ring. And
why is she holding up the book the whole time?
No, no, that's very uncomfortable to do.
System. So good for her, though. Really enjoyed,
I mean, she has strong hands.
The conversations about building generational ships, and specifically towards the end when they started talking about the idea of moving away from an Earth-centric humanity. I really like that idea, the fact that they didn't want to fetishize Earth and to realize that you can't make that the be-all, end-all and make it like the mother planet, because then people will never want to move away.
And obviously it says it's saying, like, you know, the book obviously doesn't say it's a expanse, but then it says on the book cover, it says the New York Times best-selling expanse series, now a major TV series.
Because this run of books was printed after the TV series came out.
It's false advertisement now, because
what do you mean?
It's still there. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, you're saying because there's no season 7.
There's no season 7. Well,
that's not what they mean.
Or 8
though.
Or 9.
That's not what they mean, though.
Dude, just get fucking, what's his name?
Tim Apple?
No.
Jeff Bezos?
Good morning. Yeah, get Tim Apple and fucking
Jeff Bezos to throw down some cash.
Just make the goddamn show. No, what's his name? Pedro Pascal. Just get him. He can play fucking Jim Holden.
No.
Or he plays Santiago.
He could play Santiago. Low key. They need a good guy to play Winston Duarte, who's like the fucking emperor of Laconia.
Really like that idea of kind of almost rebranding, saying, man, we can system. So
it'd be a good
idea. Some of my favorite parts.
I think the thing is,
she's not actually saying anything.
I know, that's what I was saying.
So they come through. Santiago Singh is like a captain who, High Consul Duarte, who's the guy, the general admiral who left Mars the first time and like organized the whole giving Marco ships. He like is the supreme emperor of Laconia.
How is he living still?
Or
is this really old?
No, he's just like probably in his 50s, 60s now. But also, he gets injected with protomolecule.
Okay.
They've come up with a way to like make him live longer because of that shit.
Okay.
And like they talk about that. So Santiago Singh comes through. They have like new ships too that they make on Laconia that are similar to Martian ships, but have like protomolecule skins and all this crazy technology that like the skins heal themselves when they get shot at and shit. It's crazy. Santiago has like a Rocinante ish size ship, a little bigger maybe, and he comes through, and then the big ass one comes through called the Tempest. Some admiral guy runs that shit. So think like the Doniger.
Okay.
Is the Tempest.
Okay.
But like now protomolecule infused crazy technology shit.
Okay.
So Singh comes through with the ship called the something Eye of the Storm, the Storm for short.
Sure.
Parks on Medina, takes over Medina. Everybody chills. They have the underground shit. The admiral guy comes through in the Doniger, basically, but new version. And then once they establish like control Medina, he goes through to like the Earth system through that ring, and single-handedly in this book fucks everybody up with one ship because it has like crazy technology.
Interesting.
And the book ends with like them taking over the entire fucking rings.
But so like
everybody at Earth and Mars like saying, yep, we agree. You guys are the Empire and we're now your bitch. One ship. And they have three of those ships.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming like 8 and 9 are going to be trying to figure out how to destroy it.
They take over the Earth system, and then Holden and them are on Medina Station still and slowly keep fucking up the Singh guy.
Like,
and eventually,
what do you mean, like, fucking him up,
like doing like sabotaging, like blowing shit up, like underground ship,
like guerrilla warfare kind of.
And then at the end, they like do one final operation, end up like taking over the Storm. Bobby, Alex, Naomi. So at the end of the 7th book, Jim actually gets captured and taken to Laconia.
Okay.
So he's lost to them. And so Amos, Alex, Bobby, Naomi, get the Rocinante off Medina Station and steal the storm.
Who steal the storm?
Bobby and Alex. They do an operation and they like get on the skin and like drill into that shit and like take it over because they were like chasing the Rossi.
Mm-hmm.
So they, Alex got on the Rossi and like took off and the storm went after him. But Bobby and was like with her strike team was on the storm and like they didn't have very much crew in the storm because they were trying to chase Alex on the Rossi. And then while they didn't have very much crew on there, Bobby gets inside and fucking mercs everybody.
Of course.
Takes it over and they get the Rossi and the storm. And like now they have that ship.
I bet you like but, season 8 is probably going to talk about how to get that technology or
yeah.
Like
so it basically
out.
Ends with them like running from the fucking Empire into like random rings with the Storm and the Rossi. And Holden's a prisoner on Laconia and because that guy Santiago Singh like failed on Medina gets like shot in the head and he dies.
Interesting.
By another Laconian guy.
Well, it's kind of I think
and that's how it ends. That's yeah. book 7.
That'd be a good show.
The whole, all See, the rings are controlled by Laconia. Bobby and them are all outlaws, but they have two ships, the Rossi and the Storm.
But I think it's interesting that even watching the show, I might go back. I can't go back and rewatch it because I don't have Amazon Prime.
I rewatched it before mine ended one more time.
But it's that Alex Bobby duo.
Yeah. Oh, and in this book,
in the show, I'm pretty sure in the book it's probably like almost the exact
same. Yes, it is because they're both from Mars. In this book, it constantly talks about how like since she's been on the ship for like the last 2 decades, like constantly all 6 of them, like they're like best friends like forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also saying, but like even in the show, you could see the
it's bullshit that he died that he killed
him. The rapport that they had together.
Yeah, 100%.
This makes it a good series and a good friendship within inside the book. I know the only reason why they killed him off, quote unquote, was because
he had sexual allegations
against him.
Oh yeah, and so when the big ass ship took over the Earth system, it blew up a bunch of fuckers.
Mm-hmm.
It like killed half the fleet, and it blew up Palace Station.
Palace Station.
The one that Naomi was like born on.
Gotcha.
And then everybody surrendered, and that's kind of how it ended. That's book 7, brother.
I can't wait to hear about 9 or 8. Sorry,
I'll wait to tell you anything about
pressuring numerous people for sex, including one minor sexual assault, repeatedly harassing people at conventions.
Accused or convicted?
Accused. Never convicted.
I hate that accused thing.
I just think it's kind of
like, did you prove it or did you just accuse? Like, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
I think it's just really weird that you can just get, it just says in June 2020, he was hired. He hired an independent firm to investigate 30. It was in like an intent sexual a harassment and assault made against the actor. November 2020 announced that he would not return for the 6th and final season of The Expanse. So. That sucks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Recommends video. This time we're going to...
I want, like, a good, actual, like, 10 to 20-minute video where a guy just, like, gives the highlights that you can just listen to. Because I feel like that would be, like, the best way to get you, like, up to speed.
It seems like he...
Because I can't do it justice.
He's slowly making his way back.
Who? That actor?
Mm-hmm.
Cass Anvar?
Yeah, Anvar.
Yeah.
He's making his way back. Last time he did something was in 2023.
The allegations are fucking probably just like bullshit and then it like slowly blows over and then no one ever actually proves anything.
Well, that was the same. That was the thing of, that was the, a lot of it was like you can just accuse. It was more of the Me Too thing.
That's what I mean.
It was a bunch of Me Too.
You have no proof. You have no proof and you can just ruin someone's career. Yeah. I don't get that.
I just thought it was weird. Be honest, but it doesn't look like he got. It doesn't look like he's been. He was just accused, but he has not.
Well, they
been.
Fucked it up. It's over. They fucked up the show.
I really wish he would come back. What's Frankie up to? Frankie Adams. which is
Bobby. Or you're just saying what other shit they're in?
Which is Bobby Draper.
I know. Season 7 is canceled.
She's on a primetime soap opera now.
Ugh.
What's
everyone in the comments for these videos is like, I stopped watching on season 6 and I don't read. Thanks for your recap.
The fuck? What are you doing over there?
Zipping.
That sounds weird. But yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. I mean, it's I get it, but I don't get it. I mean, people, I want to start reading more. That's why I bought that an e-reader, but
I wonder if I can like let you borrow books I bought on my Kobo. If there's a feature for that, I should do that. Like try to like let you like borrow the books.
Like rent a book from you?
No, I think you can temporarily like give like you'd borrow a real book where you like give it to you. I give it to you for like a month or two or something. And then it comes back to my account or something like that. Just like physical books. I thought they had something like that.
Do they?
Because then you wouldn't
would
have to buy
it. Be like share a book?
Yeah.
Kobo.
Kobo.
Share a book.
Or borrow or something like that. Like maybe borrow would be the word.
Kobo e-reader.
Borrow book. Share book. Yeah.
Share
like
a book.
Share a book.
I don't know. At this time, there is no way to lend or share your Kobo books with another person. Mm. The books in your library are linked to your Kobo account and password.
Damn.
Can I share or lend e-books or audiobooks? At this time, there is no way to lend or share Kobo books with another person.
Well,
the books is a Kobo library linked to your Kobo account and password.
Damn.
So no, you may not.
Well, I read wrong then. I thought I had seen something about that.
Maybe. It says Kindles can do it, though.
That's what I was trying to say. Maybe it was the Kindles that I
think Kindles can. Click and share your Kindle content at the home screen of your Kindle app. Select the household member that you would like to share it with. Select books that you would like to share.
Only household members? That doesn't do anything
but
for
what
me.
What if we just did this?
Give you my login credentials to Kobo?
Yeah. And then
you can download it on
yours.
We
can just share books, which is like...
Yeah, but then... Well, yeah. I wonder if you logged in to my Kobo account, like, and on your Kobo, if you could download, like, if we could, like, I bet we could.
How many, oh, wait, hold on. How many Kobos can you have on one account?
Yeah.
How many Kobo readers can you have on one?
Probably a lot. Like, they account. Probably don't want to limit that. Although people have probably thought about this, I feel.
No, a Kobo reader can have multiple accounts on different people who are using it. For example, if you want to restrict a certain book to a certain people, you can create an account for each person. To verify that you've signed into the correct account, you just go to the home screen, tap for more icon at the bottom of the screen, tap settings, tap account. Under Kobo, verify the email is the same email as the recipient or receipt. Sorry.
Isn't that the opposite of what we're talking about?
Correct. I have a Kobo reader and account for years and a huge library of books. I'm going to travel with my partner for a few months and interested in getting a Kobo for the trip so he has not hauling around multiple books. Is it possible somehow to give the device access to my library or create its own account? And yeah, you can Kobo. Okay. You can connect two Kobo e-readers to the same account. Okay. Books purchased will be synced between them. So if you read a book, Book A will also be marked as read on your partner's Kobo, for example.
Depending on it'll be like the same person is reading on both devices. Yeah.
Depending on if this is the same issue.
It doesn't matter.
You may consider it a DERM your books. I don't know what the fuck that means. Or sideload them to your partner's Kobo. In this way, they won't be synced between accounts.
That requires work.
Here's what.
But Terry, that doesn't matter though, because I've already read them, so it doesn't matter if you start them over again.
Yeah, but it matters if I buy a book.
What do you mean?
Like if I buy a book on your account,
you're not going to do that.
Well, I would just have to unlink the account on my Kobo and then have my own account, I guess.
If you wanted to like read my books, you would just log into my account.
It says, "Here's what you do in your household: download all the books for your account that your husband wants to read onto the second Kindle."
Are you my husband?
You're my husband. Yeah, you're my husband. We're a gay couple.
We're a gay?
We're a gay couple.
we're a bunch of gays.
Two Kobos on the one account works fine. The wife and I share an account as we often read the same books. So, like, I guess you can have two of them on your account, and then I can read a book.
That works for just reading what I have, but not if you want to buy your own shit.
Yeah. But if I want to buy my own shit, I can just go to my account and then log back into your account if I want to continue reading the books.
I have 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I didn't buy 1 and 3 because I was reading them physical, I think.
I don't have an e-reader. My friend let me blah, 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 blah. You can sideload shit onto it. Yeah. So you can just download them and sideload them onto my.
But they're DR something M protected, which is like copyright protection.
DRM.
Yeah, so that like makes it hard to do that.
That's what it was saying in here. It says,
yeah, you can't do
it. It says, depending if the issue is or not, you may be considered using a DRM, your books, and silo them to your partners. Oh,
basically it strips the copyright thing out of the book, which is illegal, by the way. Don't do that, people. I didn't know about all that stuff, and so I literally spent like half a day when I first got my Kobo like looking at like ways I could like do that, and I didn't realize it was like not allowed. And then I just gave up because it was hard and not something you should be doing necessarily.
Yeah.
Per se. And then I just bought books. So yeah. Nice. But there is software that you can like strip out the copyright material. But again, that's probably illegal. So
probably
proceed at your own risk and buy your own whatever shit you want to do.
Yeah. Proceed at your own risk and buy your own shit. Hey, I'm a rapper.
I'm tired.
Well, good thing we're finishing up.
It's hot.
It's not warm.
I just want to chill.
Well,
going to the beach.
Let's go on the way. Let's be gay. What? All right, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap this shit up.
All right.
I mean, we've gone for a long time.
Cha, cha, cha.
That's it? That's all you got? Music? Let's do music.
Yeah, I wanted to play. I want to play one of my people that do cover songs. No, fuck inspiration. I'm doing bangers.
Okay, bangers.
What was that song called? That was, I got my history.
The Celine Dion?
My back hurts.
Here, far, wherever you are, that you'll need me in your life so I can.
Dance Monkey.
Make you laugh.
Here we go. This one.
What? This is what we're ending on?
I don't know. I want to find a good version of it.
Here.
If people can do covers of these songs without copyright, then we can play the covers of the songs.
You are.
Oh, this chick?
That you'll need. Me,
you don't know the words.
Your butt.
This is this girl is like 15 years old, and she's like the next Lindsay Sterling. She's like a violin prodigy. But all right, this is a cover of the song.
All right, bring it in.
Bring it in. I think this girl, she's like crazy good at violin.
And then her sister's singing or something.
I don't know who that girl is.
They say, "Oh my God, I see the way you shine."
You know this song?
Yeah.
Hand, yeah.
This song slaps.
Both in mine. You know you stopped me dead while I was passing.
It's officially summer, Terry. June 21st, first day of summer.
Woo! All right, everybody, we're out of here. Goodbye.
I think she's like 15 now, but she's like 12 or something. It's crazy how good she is at violin. Such young age. And this is her channel.
Say, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me, oh. I've never seen anybody do that since you do before. I said, oh my God, I see you walking by. just one more time.
I'm surprised her hair doesn't get caught in that thing.
So they say, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me, oh, oh. I've never seen anybody do that since you do before. They say, move for me, move for me, move for me, eh, eh, eh. And when you're down, I'll make you do it all again.
Let's do, like, I think Lindsay Sterling and her should get together.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?